WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Holly Hughes was hoping to paint when she came to New York in the 70s. While hanging around Alphabet City on the Lower East Side, she became part of the gay theater scene. Next followed a string of plays, The Lady Dick, The Well of Horniness, and Dress Suits to Hire, all written in a hard-boiled, sleaze-loving voice. The pieces were like film noir, told from the perspective of the bad girls. Lesbian sexuality was a given. The heroines weren't victims, but perpetrators of violence and irony. Best of all, Hughes was funny, and her language took surprising poetic flights. Last month, she debuted her latest piece, World Without End, an autobiographical solo performance, and it proved an exciting advance in her art. Front and center are her adventurousness into taboo subjects and the gorgeous rhythms of her language. When the lights come up, Hughes strikes a pose suggestive of a Balthus painting. Her legs are flung over the side of an armchair. A sleeve exposes a shoulder. Her childish bob curtains a face that has never been innocent. Her language soars like skywriting as she maps an intimacy redolent of incest. The pair are mother and daughter, Holly and her mom. Mother-daughter eroticism has been excavated by a candid few. Colette in Reminiscences of Cedo, Mona Simpson in Anywhere But Here, Vivian Gornick in Fierce Attachments. Hughes adds her voice and is similarly juiced by the subject. Hughes spent her childhood in Saginaw, Michigan, an area so flat that a mound of landfill loomed magically mountainous. Amid the overall predictability, the lustiness of Holly's mom crackled like a foreign language and filled her daughter's senses.
I sleep in the big bed all by myself. It's dangerous, I know. I could drown. On the other hand, I can really spread out, take up all the space I want, like Africa. On the street in the daytime, people see me and they think, what a small woman, who would be afraid of her? But they haven't been to bed with me, what do they know about fear?
Hughes's performance is by turns macho and kittenish. It resembles those of the high-wire stand-up comedians Sandra Bernhardt and Richard Pryor, soloists who expose their vanity, sexual rage, and solipsism, and thus startle to consciousness all of us veiling similar frailties. Hughes's tabloid sensibility is effective in busting high art pretensions, but, and this is the downside, it's sometimes an end in itself. She doesn't probe her material deeply enough. In the scene where her mother stands nude, the older woman insists that her daughter watch while she excites herself, but this violation is dodged by Holly with cute grimaces. There's another deeply disturbing sequence where Holly's mother slaughters a porcupine, and this is presented as gothic funk. Instead of probing her own abuse, Holly resorts to jokesiness and shock tactics. Too many anecdotes come across as ingredients for the creation of Holly, the adorably bent vixen. But it's only a matter of time before Hughes, who is in her early 30s, taps the emotional center of her narrative. Then she will not only whet our appetites with inventiveness and theatricality, she will tell us things we've never heard.